on 95.5 FM and 1584 AM. This is BBC Radio Nottingham.
It's 5 o'clock. Our top story this hour. Mansfield Town's new chairman doesn't like his potential new name.
I thought it was all a personal publicity stunt.
And in sport, Edwards is impressed with the Notts defence.
I'm Rick Bailey. Good evening. Mansfield Town has a new chairman. The elected mayor of Mansfield, Tony Eggington, has been made non-executive chairman of the club. The announcement comes as a controversy continues around a proposed buyout by former York City owner John Batchelor. Mr. Batchelor says he plans to rename the team Harchester United after the fictional club in Sky's Dream Team programme. But Mr. Eggington says the idea doesn't appeal to him.
One has to feel for sort of Dutchy Holland, the manager that, you know, after training on Friday, he leaves the lads as high as he can do, ready in preparation for a big game at Notts County on Saturday. And then they have an evening of speculation and morning paper and noon nonsense about having the name change.
The opposition party in Zimbabwe says it fears the long delay in announcing the country.
Past five on BBC Radio. A 0-0 draw on Saturday afternoon might not have been what Mansfield Town fans wanted. 3 points they definitely needed in their fight for survival. But on the other hand, a 0-0 draw, probably a little bit of calm in the midst of the storm that's going on around the future of Mansfield Town. And the story taking a twist today that I think will have caught a few people by surprise. Mansfield Town has a new chairman. It is the already elected mayor of Mansfield, Tony Eggington, who's been made non-executive chairman of the club. I've been talking with him to find out a bit more about what he sees for the future of Mansfield Town, who's likely to be the new owner, and indeed how he came to take up this position.
Well, you know, I've obviously been involved what seems like months and months of trying to help resolve the situation down at Field Mill by bringing in a credible new owner, and we've all had the bad publicity over the weekend with the alleged bid from Mr. Batchelor, and I've had so much media attention. One starts to think that, well, we might as well try and get to grips with this for the benefit of the town.
So you've made a conscious decision that you want to sort things out. Obviously people will know that you've written some things that were less than complimentary about John Batchelor's approach to the club and his idea of changing the name. Presumably he's not top of your list as potential owners of the club now.
Well, I mean, he's certainly got to change his, you know, I thought it was all a personal publicity stunt. I don't know much behind it, but, you know, one has to feel for sort of Dutchy Holland, the manager that, you know, after training on Friday, he leaves the lads as high as he can do, ready in preparation for a big game at Notts County on Saturday. And then they have an evening of speculation and morning paper and noon nonsense about having the name change, you know. So it's not the best preparation for a big, big match.
Have you anybody in mind other than John Batchelor? And would it be your role as chief executive, non-executive chairman of Mansfield Town, to make that appointment?
Well, that'll be part of my role in moving the thing forward, is to ensure that whatever happens, you know, the focus is on Mansfield Town Football Club and not any other activities that might be, you know, a bit of a PR scam. It's all about the football club and the town moving forward.
Are there bidders in the pipeline?
I don't know that information as we speak, but, you know, there's been speculation that there has been, so, you know, that's something maybe I can now get involved in and try and bring to a satisfactory outcome and get the Stags fans, those true fans that went along to Notts County on Saturday, you know, to turn out tomorrow night and ensure that we get the 3 points.
So currently on BBC Radio, you're listening to Tony Eggington, Mansfield Town's mayor, as you well know, and now Mansfield Town's non-executive chairman. So both the football club and the town coming under your stewardship one way and another, Tony. Are you going to be able to find enough time to do both jobs effectively?
I'm sure so. You know, whatever time it takes, it's important. It's you know, it's very, very important for the economy of the town to retain a football club. And you know, this is an opportunity to sort of try and get the people behind us and say it's about the football club and not individuals.
Mm. For those fans of Mansfield Town who were worried about the talk of name changes and the like over the weekend, would you say that now is 99% certain not to happen?
I would certainly think so, and with certainly with my engaging me now, I think that's, you know, from what I've said over the weekend, I think it's pretty clear where I stand, and so I don't think that offer would have been there if there had been any talks like that.
How long do you see yourself staying in this role?
Well, you know, interim role, I mean, the most important thing is retaining that Football League status, and who knows, you know, end of the season, and we've retained Football League status, and obviously we've got a new chapter in Mansfield Town's future. You know, let's not predict anything.
Mm. What's the relationship between you and Keith Haslam? How would you describe it?
Well, I've known Keith a long, long time, and, you know, we've had difficult periods, but I think he's got to be realistic, and we will all try and broker a deal that A, will get his just deserves, but more importantly, secure the future of the football club.
Tony Eggington, then, the new non-executive chairman of Mansfield Town FC. What do you think of that? Stax fans, I'm sure, have something to say on this, and a chance for the debate to get going after 6 o'clock on match day.